Hi, and welcome to your next free day. It may be day 13 for some of you, maybe a different day. But this is a day that you don't work the system unless you choose to. But we do want to give you other exercises that can still stretch you out of your comfort zone, can still have you, working those muscles so that you don't completely atrophy over the if you take 2 days off. This is Nancy, and this is, like I said, day 13 and a free day in your 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. And the comfort zone challenge that we have here comes from a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by a man named Timothy Ferriss. It's a great book that I read about a year ago, and it has so much great information in it about how to structure your business in such a way that it doesn't consume all your time. Now, I don't know if many of us would be able to get our businesses exactly to 4 hours a week, but just some of the examples he gives and some of the instruction he gives about how to eliminate, email taking a lot of your time, how to handle customer situations and things like that. It's definitely worth getting the book and reading. One of the things he writes about in his book is that entrepreneurs who are really successful make a habit of getting out of their comfort zone. So he issues these comfort zone challenges in the book, and they're a lot of fun, and I have done a couple of them, so I shared one here with you. And if you haven't looked ahead, you're going to see my story of it in day 14. But here's the challenge. The challenge is to go out and get phone numbers from people of the opposite sex. That's right. That means go and approach somebody who you find attractive and ask them for their phone number. Now, for most people, this sends them into just a tizzy of fear and you've got to be kidding me. I have to do what? But I can tell you that this is an amazing exercise if you can get yourself to do it. The goal is not to get the number. It doesn't matter if you're rejected, if you're laughed at, if someone looks at you like you're crazy. The goal is simply to ask for the number. So it doesn't matter, and like I wrote in here, it doesn't matter if you're married or not, but if you are married and this makes you too uncomfortable because of what someone else might think, then just come up with another reason you would be gathering phone numbers, something for, you're getting information for Greenpeace or something like that. But if you can, just go up to the person. Here's what you would say to them. Excuse me, I know this is going to sound kind of strange, but if I don't ask you now, I'll be kicking myself for the rest of the day. I'm running to meet a friend, but I think you're really cute. Could I have your phone number? I'm not a psycho, I promise. You can give me a fake one if you're not interested. So as you can see, it's something probably bolder than any of us would have ever expected we would say to somebody, which is most likely where the fear comes in. But I can tell you from personal experience that doing something like this, pushing through that fear, is very exhilarating. And it says, if you want some rapid fire practice, go to a mall and see how many you can approach. And, like I said, either get their number and throw it away or get rejected by. But the real lesson is in the asking. So I'd love it if some of you were to take on this challenge, especially you single ladies. You never know how it could help you. And go through this process and then share that information with us on the blog. That would be great. Okay, this is the end of it's your third free day, day 13 for some of you. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow and share my experience with doing this.